DJ Gower.
DJ Matador.
Milk was a bad choice.
Ron.
Life on the farm. And who is that? Back pain, much an old country boy like me can't hack. Thoroughly to rise, early in a sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, pull out my fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Woo-hoo! My life for diamonds or jewels. I never was one of them money-hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. But my daddy's till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle and cry. And thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on a fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
A country boy,
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. But they'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them.
Episode 191 coming at you. 70s Country Magic. Yes. Embrace it. A lot of badass country songs in the 70s that will be on this episode. Gower's resisting.
Not feeling it, people.
I'm definitely feeling it because Waylon fucking Hank Jr. Old Hank. Charlie Daniels. Some great shit from the 70s, and you will hear it, and it's awesome. Also, I always think about the honky tonks. Back in the day, would have been cool,
I guess.
What? Where all the white men would congregate.
It always makes me think of like Blues Brothers, where like the band played behind like a freaking chicken wire because everyone was like throwing beer bottles at him.
I guarantee if you saw Waylon Jennings in the 70s at some like divey fucking country place like that, you'd be like, holy shit, this is sick, dude.
I'm sure, yeah.
Or Willie Nelson, or, you know.
Of course. Yeah. But you're talking about Johnny legends, Cash. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
But, I mean, just those recordings, you'll hear a lot of them are great.
Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout-out to another HBO show, Real Sports. Did you see the Don Nelson segment on Real Sports?
No.
So, he lives next door to Willie Nelson in Hawaii, and they both have their own weed. Giant, like, weed farms.
That's
and
amazing.
It's called Nelly's Kush.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And, yeah.
And Willie's is, I don't know what Willie's is called, but it's like, and they have like this random poker night they have every like.
Oh, yeah. I've heard stories about his poker nights.
Every week. Anyway, so their friend fucking died while playing poker with them and smoking hella weed. Of not like he had cancer and stuff and just died. Like.
I mean, I guess.
While playing poker and drinking and just.
I mean, I guess if you're going to go, like.
And he was, like, in his late 80s or, like, mid 80s or something. And then they all just, like,
took a
shot to it for him and left him at the table and, like, played a hand without him. And then the coroner showed up and they just.
Wow.
And then, like, his ashes are in Nelly's man cave. It was so sick, man.
Damn, it's.
Anyway, 70s country rockers. They're the shit, and George Jones, like to give him a shout-out. I love that guy.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of like, the other thing it makes me think of, too, is, like, Dukes of Hazzard shit, you know?
It's a great song, dude.
So.
Yeah, there's so many good 70s country badass.
Yeah, and the whole 70s magic theme just is.
Yep.
You know, it's been a thing for you.
Yeah.
So I'm good with that.
All right, here comes some more music, folks. Thanks for listening.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo, faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught them yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As a rider floated on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. If they are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd. across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yo.
While admitting that he sang some pretty song, I'd heard that he'd been scandalizing me, and Lord, I knew that that was wrong. Now I'm looking at it over something cool and feeling fool enough to see what I had called my brother on. Now he had every right to call on me. Don't ever cuss that fiddle boy unless you want that fiddle out of tune. That picker there in trouble boy ain't nothing but another side of you. If we ever get to heaven boys, it ain't because we ain't done nothing wrong. We're in this gig together, so let's settle down and steal each other's song.
I found a wounded brother drinking bitterly away the afternoon. And soon enough he turned on me like he'd done every face in that saloon. Well, we cussed him to the ground and said he couldn't even steal a decent song. But as soon as it was spoken, we was sad enough to wish that we were wrong.
Don't ever cuss that fiddle boy unless you want that fiddle out too. That picker there in trouble, boy, ain't nothing but another side of you. If we ever get to heaven, boys, it ain't because we ain't done nothing wrong. We're in this gig together, so let's settle down and steal each other's songs. I know that it sounds silly, but I think that I've stole somebody's song. She's a good-hearted woman in love with a good-timing man. Woo! And she loves him in spite of ways that she don't understand. And through teardrops and laughter,
give me a ride home.
Wow, this is roomy.
Can you name the truck with four-wheel drive? Smells like a steak and seats 35. Can you narrow? Can you narrow? Well, it goes real slow with the hammer down. It's the Country Pride truck endorsed by a clown. Can you narrow?
No!
Can you narrow?
The Federal Highway Commission has ruled the Canyon Arrow unsafe for highway or city driving.
Canyon Arrow.
Yard long, two lanes wide, 65 tons of American pride. Canyon Arrow. Canyon Arrow. Top of the line in utility sports. Unexplained fires are a matter for the courts. Canyon Arrow. Canyon Arrow. She blinds everybody with a super high beam. She's a squirrel squasher deer smacking driving machine. Canyon Arrow.
Yeah.
Canyon.
Canyonero. Yeah! Ah! Yeah! Canyonero! Yeah! Whoa, Canyonero!
Old Hank made it here. We're all sure that you will, but it all think Hank done it this way. Look at
Rhyming Treason Radio coming at you right now.
Episode 191, 70s Country Magic.
Yeehaw!
Gotta give a shout out to Tales from the Tour Bus, Mike Judge, on Cinemax.
Skinemax?
Yes, I periodically pay for that channel on Amazon. Only when that show's on.
You just pay for just like that show? Or just,
yeah, just for to the be one able to have show, access $10 for... a month, yeah, for like 4 months.
I would wait until the end of the season then and pay for 1 month and watch the whole
season. Yeah, but then you can't watch them when they come out every Sunday night.
Mm, yeah, I guess you don't get that water cooler conversation, huh?
I'm a whore for the Sunday night shows. Like to give another shout out, Righteous Gemstones on HBO. DJ Gower has no clue what I'm talking about.
No, you're talking about stuff that's behind paywalls, man. Like, fuck if I know, but...
Anyway, there's in the 70s, these guys were like preachers. It's supposed to be like Tammy Faye and what's the other guy? The fuck?
Jim Baker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's like this family with Danny McBride is like the son.
Oh, well, and, like, okay, you said Danny McBride. Now you have my interest.
Yeah, it's like it's basically the same, you know, the fucking Kenny Powers character. He's just the same person in every role pretty much, but it's hilarious. I mean,
that's his character.
Yeah,
right?
It's hilarious, I mean, man. Excellent show. Gotta watch it. Season finale wrapped up last Sunday, and it was awesome. So watch that show.
Yeah, no.
Listen to 70s music, because, yeah, before computers, dudes.
Yeah, it's a good follow-up theme to the last episode of Jive Talking, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, man. Just the whole Pro Tools thing, like in the auto-tune and the fucking...
The actual recording the of fake, music yeah. onto like
a tape through yeah, through a
raw
console.
Physical material.
Yeah, it's like the drums are just like, holy shit, this sounds sick. And like slide guitar and stuff. Like they just held a mic up, put it through some old school ass shit and recorded on a tape. It's like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Well, 70s Country Magic.
Coming at you.
Anyway, Thanks for listening. If you do, here comes some more 70s country magic rhyme.
And Little Nas X of Treason.
You will not be hearing that fucking stupid Billy Ray Cyrus song ever on this podcast.
You're an Old Town Road.
And Treason.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you, and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bombed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed brushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em. Know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count when the deal is done. Well, I'm gonna get out my sycamore, shine up my shoes, meet my baby and tell her the news. Bet my bone on a swayback nag, and I come home winner with plenty of swag. A 1 foot, 2 foot, slipper, drag, swing your honey to the sugar foot rack. Do a little jig and a zig and a zag, and listen to the fiddles as they play that sugar foot rack.
I said, this'll only hurt for a little while. I'll only put the head of it in. I promise that I'll never try to come in your mouth. Met her in a local honky-tonk. Told her it was love at first sight. She was just looking for a shoulder to cry on and a place where she could spend the night. Me, I was a little nervous. Never been that far before. So I told her the three biggest lies in the world as we danced across the floor. I said, this'll only hurt for a little while. I'll only put the head of it in. I promise that I'll never try to come in your mouth.
busted in a Birmingham robbery. He didn't have no money for bail. The judge bound him over to the local grand jury, and the sheriff threw his young ass in jail. They put him in the cell with a pervert that later tried to climb in his bed. Stuck one of them homemade knives to his throat, and these are the words that he said. Good buddy, this'll only hurt for a little while. I'll only put the head of it in. I promise that I'll never try to come in your mouth.
Man, Trees in Radio, episode 191, 70s Country Magic.
Country Magic, folks, and yeah, we love Waylon, Willie, David Allen Coe, which a lot of people don't like due to his racism, but I'm willing to look past it because he is pretty badass.
Well, you know, there's...
It's controversial. If you played that, you know, the X-rated album today, if that came out today, can you imagine?
Oh, no. I mean, that's what I was going to say, is that the guy is very much...
Sally,
yeah, he's very much a dude. Punk rock country in that sense.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, he just gives zero fucks, and he's doing things to intentionally be offensive. Now,
that's
the
cool.
Racism thing is... That's the issue, is that it's not part of his character. It's part of who he is.
He had a black drummer.
Right. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. That's like saying I had a black friend. Like, that doesn't mean you're not a racist asshole.
No, I know. But there was a black drummer playing on all those tracks, man. I'm just saying.
Yeah?
That's crazy.
Right? I mean, no.
And that's why it was more of a joke than, like, people
well,
think
and that's
it's
the thing,
serious.
Is like... Is he actually that way, or was he just writing songs that were intentionally offensive?
Yeah. Unfortunately, he's been in a wheelchair for, like, fuck, I don't know, 15 years or something.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, 70s Country Magic. We love it. And, yeah.
That just made me think of that Chappelle Show skit where he's, like, the blind...
white supremacist.
Yeah.
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 One of the greatest of all time. But recently uncovered is he received death threats over that sketch, and like they never said
Chappelle
anything.
Did? Oh, really?
Comedy Central like put the kibosh on like anything getting out because it was so controversial, you know?
Interesting.
So anyway, though, yeah, fuck the KKK, fuck the white supremacists, fuck you, racist white piece of shit, and yeah, that sums up that. So.
Yeah, and country that's coming music. From two fucking white motherfuckers.
Exactly. So. But yeah, it was like the KKK and stuff were death threatening Chappelle over that sketch. It's crazy, dude. And like they also thought like it would affect the ratings, I guess, like the show, if they like announced all the stuff that was happening.
It might, but...
Because it was like a new show, right? So they didn't want to like...
You would think it would almost
so they, like,
increase the ratings, though, right? Like, all this
free publicity.
They
didn't want any controversy. They got all, like, weird.
It's, like, the most controversial show ever made. We don't want any controversy.
Yep, I know. Yeah, it's like... And then they were thought about canceling it, also, based on that sketch. because all the death threats.
That's a shame.
I know. It only lasted for a short period, but God, it was a fucking great show. Man.
Absolutely.
Pretty good. Anyway, 70s country magic. We love the old school country, and you'll hear a lot of it. Laren, my wife, her parents have quite the extensive...
DJ Mrs. Matador.
They have quite the extensive country collection of 70s country weirdness. You're like, what the hell?
So are you going to rip it straight from vinyl for that ultra quality?
Nah, I don't have the tech. Maybe I do.
You have the technology. Don't lie.
But I'm lazy.
Nothing. But you just went on a whole rant at the beginning of the show about the quality of the recording.
It doesn't matter. If the digital version of some Willie Nelson song from the 70s will be like...
But a digital version that is ripped directly from the fucking vinyl is going to be better.
I have a shitload of fucking country crap vinyl. Records are stupid. Anyway, closing out the show. Thanks for listening.
It's amazing to think that you can fucking carry like a goddamn library of records in your pocket.
No, I know. And it's funny too, like five songs per side, meaning I have to get off my ass to change the
and
side
and flip it over and whatever. Time
are
out.
You kidding me?
I mean,
worthless. And this, I do like the artwork and the lyric thing though. That's bigger. I do like that part of it, but they're so bulky. Like, I'm looking at them right now. They're like taking up a quarter of this room, dude. I'm eating the mic again.
Yes.
Even though we didn't think it was possible with this current setup.
Well, that's why I wanted to get the little windscreens, because I knew it would at least create some barrier from you going this all the time.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening. 70s country magic.
Well, hold on. I wanted to talk about something real quick because you just touched on it, and I think that it's a worthwhile topic, which was liner notes and album art, right?
Oh, yeah. They're great on the records.
But here's the fucking deal. Like, I don't give a shit if it's Amazon Prime or Apple or whatever, you know, Spotify, whatever it is you're using, right? If you're using their pay service, right, how do you not have, like... the ability to say click on the album cover and it opens up like files or pages that you can scan through that are like the pictures and the
let me whenever you're done with your talking. I don't want to talk over you.
No, it's cool.
Okay.
Go on.
Which I constantly do, sorry man. Anyway, so what I do is I found this site, it's called Lyrics. I think it's lyricssomething.com or like New Lyrics. So anytime I listen to an album, I go to this site and then the album cover pops up.
But that's bullshit because
the inside pops up and you can like click on the lyrics per song and watch. I know it sucks. It's not the same, dude. But
right.
It's
like especially like
it's the closest you can get, dude.
Well, here's the thing: like, if I buy your digital copy of the album, like, how come I don't have access to that? In a sense, like, why? Like,
no one cares.
I remember
about
in
the
past, like, they would do like, and it was like a separate file. And it was like, I don't want to download a separate file. Just fucking let me click on the picture look at the back of the album. And
the lyrics are so crucial, but nobody gives a fuck about lyrics, I don't think.
Which is ridiculous. Like, how do you not give a fuck about the lyrics? Like,
I think like 75% of music listeners are like...
I would agree with that, too. Like,
Lady Gaga beat... I am Gaga.
It's just so catchy.
Yeah, like, or whatever that song is, right? Like... I know the I Am Gaga part. Cool. I like that song.
Right.
I have no idea what Lady Gaga says. And I won't even talk shit about Gaga because I totally respect the Gaga. Especially after the
For Gaga?
Yeah. Especially after the Tony Bennett album. Anyway.
Oh, bitch can sing.
We're wrapping it up. 70s country men would barge in this room and like take their belt off with their belt buckle and just like start whipping us.
The Duke would throw you in a river.
Yeah, he'd have his cowboy boots on with the spurs and just fucking start stomping probably my face with the spur.
You know, real man.
While listening to a 70s country soundtrack. And he'd be dipping a giant thing of like horrible ass fucking tobacco from back in the day. Skull 70s edition. He'd be drinking a Coors Original or a Bud because that's all they had.
Hasn't showered in like 3 weeks.
He'd be fucking smoking Marlboro Wides.
non-filter.
The non-filter, the biggest cigarette he can get his hands on. Just, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what real men used to be, man. We're all getting weak and old and...
Or
we're
just,
talking about Lady Gaga, dude. Like,
or just that,
and the that bar fights of the '70s is another admirable
lifestyle. Was gone like the dodo bird.
Yeah, like Texas bar fights of the '70s. I think they're probably pretty badass. You know, like you're a real man. Like, yeah, like dude, drinking Lone Star and fucking yeah. Anyway, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. We're ranting about weird shit. I don't know what's happening. It's the next day. I'm struggling. Tales from the Tour Bus, Mike Judge, watch it on Cinemax. New season coming out soon. Rhyme.
And DJ Gower, DJ Matador, closing out the show with a little bit of hillbilly treason.
Oh, yeah. Take that belt buckle and shine it with polish.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flapping the hills. Someday the mountain might get 'em, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy. Wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a true modern day Robin Hood.
Sometimes when he comes home, I'm cooking breakfast. I haven't slept awake all night long. I've been laying in bed thinking like a woman, wondering if my man's been doing me wrong. To think he might be out with another woman makes my temper rise with jealousy. But all these years I've never caught him cheating. Guess he needs some time away from me. But when he loves me, he really loves me. There's nothing left for me to say. Oh, when he loves me, he really loves me. He loves me all the way. I'm not ever gonna win. As long as he makes everything all right today, I'd rather wander a little and have his loving. 'Cause when he loves me all the way. He loves me all the way. 'Cause when he loves me all the way.
woman,
Mississippi man.
We get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you while I go. With the Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If you can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we get together every time we can. The Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind, gotta have your old lovin' one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river, and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Hey, Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man,
we'll get together every time we can. Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Carolina home, had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me. We were digging and sifting from 5 to 5, selling everything we found just to stay alive. Gold flowed free like the whiskey in the bar. Sinning was the big thing, Lord, and sin was a star. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, golden them hills, and it's waiting for me. And bloodlines, the gutters of the street. Men were shot down for the sake of fun, or just to hear the nose of their 44 guns. And there's fire on the mountain. around my widow, she weeps by my grave. Tears flow free for her man, she couldn't say. Shot down in cold blood by a gun that carried fame. All for a useless and no good, worthless claim. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Rolling them hills and it's waiting for me there. Fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Rolling them hills and it's waiting for me.
Sun. The flowers were my pillow when the day's work was done. Down in the valley shone the bright neon signs. The call of the city life kept going through my mind. Oh yeah, the days of my childhood would soon be left behind. It was a Saturday morning when the snow lay on the ground. Pa said the time had come when I could move to town. So I kissed goodbye to Mama, held on tight to Papa's hand. I saw a tear in Mama's eye, but I did not understand, 'cause I was just a country girl being brought up on the land.
DJ Gower.
I'm a bad DJ.
DJ Matador.
Milk was a bad choice.
Rhyme.
And treason.